All right, let's talk about what do I say when I'm building my business grassroots approach. And what I'm going to share with you is something I was told when I was really young, and I think it so fits this scenario. And I've seen it happen time and time again. I've seen our partners be wonderfully successful when they understand this concept. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Okay, so keep that in mind. I mean, today, you're new. You can't possibly be a merchant processing expert today. And you know what you'll find is you don't have to be. Because we're not, that's a byproduct of a different concept that we're selling. And understand our focus, right? You know, we want to obviously get the merchant's account to process for them. But the idea behind it is that we want to establish relationships to donate back to nonprofits. So we create a what I call a quadruple win scenario. You win, the merchant wins, the nonprofit wins, and we win too. So keep in mind, you don't have to be an expert. Okay. So when we're talking about these three different categories that we're going to go to, I think it's important to remember that you have to have a story, right? The story. Why am I here? Why all of a sudden am I talking with you about this? And let's take the first one. Who do you know personally that owns a business, right? And I know a lot of people personally that are business owners. Some of them are close. I mean, I vacation with them. I'm at their kids' birthday parties. That's super simple because we're very close. And then some people, I know them just because, you know, I see them once in a while around town and we sit and we chat for a few minutes. So there's different levels of closeness. But I've been doing it a long time. We understand that you're new to this, so you got to have a story, right? So when I approach someone that I know, I like to tell them what I'm doing. Hey, how's it going? You know, whatever my normal how you do's and salutations are. And then I transition. I go, hey, you know, I wanted to talk to you because, as you know, I quit my job or I started this new business, whatever your situation is. And here's what I'm doing. I work with a company. We process credit card transactions. Our approach is way different than what you'll see out there. We really focus on establishing partners, community partner relationships with nonprofits. And how it works, when you process with us, we actually donate to a nonprofit on your behalf. There's a lot of benefits to that. And can you do me a favor? Let me get a copy of your last 2 months' merchant statements. That way I can see what I can do for you, and then think about a nonprofit that you'd like to donate to. Keep it simple. And obviously that's a simple kind of scripting right there, because there's probably going to be other things that go on, like, oh, really? How does it work? Or whatever. And we'll get into that in more detail with one-on-one conversations. So that's my story when I go to someone I know. Then I want to talk about someone that you do business with, right? I may not know, I know them just because, you know, maybe I get my haircut there. Maybe they're my veterinarian. Maybe they're my dental office, whatever it is. And so when I approach the person I do business with, I always lead in with the normal, hey, how's it going, whatever. And then I always lead in with, hey, you know what, I've been meaning to talk with you. And the reason why I do that is because when someone says that to me, I tune in right away. Oh, you've been meaning to talk to me. There must be something important here. And remember, you're their customer, so they're going to listen to you. And I go, look, the reason why I wanted to talk to you, you know, I appreciated doing business with you over however long I've done business with you, but I actually work with this company that we process credit card transactions for merchants. We deal with a lot of nonprofits donating through that process. And I know you take credit cards because that's how I pay when I do business with you. And I'm just curious, who do you currently process with? I like to lead in with I like to come in with a question right away, because they'll go, oh, I don't know, just, you know, usually it's I don't know, or they, oh, I use ABC company, and go, oh, okay, sure, I'm real familiar with them. You know, I'd really love the opportunity to work with you. And again, the reason why is I've appreciated doing business. And secondly, you know, we will donate to a nonprofit organization on your behalf 10% of our proceeds. So can you do me a favor? Let me get a copy of your last 2 months' merchant statements. Let me see what I can do for you. Keep it simple. It's simple. It's simple. But you notice there's a story there, right? I want them to know a couple things. Number one, that you're here because, you know, I do business with you already. Number two, is we build relationships with community partners via like nonprofits that we're going to donate to on your behalf. That's where you start separating yourself from everybody else that they're talking to about this or anybody else that's knocking on their door. We'll talk about any deeper conversations from there, but I want you to get the intro down and understand. And then the last one is, the third category is people that you know that aren't business owners. Like one of my best friends, I was best man in his wedding. He was best man in my wedding. He's a school teacher, right? He'll never accept credit cards in all of time. So when I got into this 25 years ago, dating myself, but when I got into this 25 years ago, I told him what I was doing. I said, hey man, here's what I'm doing. I work with merchants and, you know, who do you know that would give me a listen? And back then it was, oh, you know, my uncle owns an Italian restaurant, ended up writing that account. He goes, I know another guy that I always buy my beer from. I always talk, every time I go in there, I end up talking to him for an hour. Why don't you come in with me Friday and we'll buy some beer and then I'll make an introduction for you. So, and there was two clients. I had no idea that he had those relationships. So think about that. And then obviously when I talk to the merchant, it's almost the same approach as it is if I knew them personally. Hey, you know my buddy, you know me then, right? Where, you know, a friend of mine, a friend of yours is a friend of mine kind of deal. So, and then have the story. So keep that in mind as you're building your list. And remember, I have to stress this because I think a lot of new partners get caught up and they think they want to know every possible thing about every terminal, how the rates work. That you will learn. It's not what you know, it's who you know. So keep that in mind. The next video you're going to see is about discovery questions, which we'll dig in just a little bit deeper. So with that, we'll see you on the next video.